Welcome to Yap, episode 33C, Cool Links.
Hi everybody, it's Ron, and now it's time for Cool Links.
And that's Ron once again for you.
See you, Ron. Thanks for that, Ron.
I'm your host, Mike Wilhelm.
I'm his co-host, Mike Dunlap.
And as usual, comedy relief, Steve Douglas.
And you know, we're going to find a better title for you later.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah. We don't know what it's going to be.
CEO, maybe.
Head goober.
There we go. Head goober.
I liked it, actually. Just call me HG for short.
We got to do the full title at least once every episode, though.
Yeah. That's right. We'll do it next time.
So what's cool? What's cool?
What's cool?
First thing, the 8-bit tie. This is so freaking cool. This showed up.
The geekiest of geeks.
Yes. Hey, I'm not the only one in this room that said that he'd want to buy it. Okay, this is so cool because this showed up on ThinkGeek, which if you're not familiar with ThinkGeek, it's a very cool site to go buy geeky type stuff, t-shirts, gadgets, toys, home and office stuff, all sorts of stuff. This showed up on their April Fool's list. They always come up with a list of like 6 things that you can't buy for April Fool's. And everybody who saw this was like digging it, emailing in saying they wanted it. And finally they came up with a statement saying, "Hey, you, quit emailing us to make this real already. We promise that we'll make it. In fact, we're already working on it. You've just forced our hand. Click the email me when available link to get notified. Thanks. I guess the joke is on us this year."
It is a cool tie.
It looks like it was a tie that's 8-bit. I mean, like from the old video games, and it looks hilarious. I will wear a tie to offices that I visit just to wear this tie.
I wish I could get a whole 8-bit suit. That would be great.
Whole 8-bit suit.
Yeah, with little square buttons, you know, that wouldn't round off. That would be great.
But if you want to go check it out, it is absolutely hilarious, and it's probably going to be about $20 when it comes out. It's going to be great.
And very cool. Very cool. Anyways, I guess we ought to mention our website since we're telling all these links. That is grindersbox.com, and click on episodes, and this is episode 33 under...
34.
I'm sorry, 34. I've been saying 33.
Have you?
All this time.
Whoops.
Whoops.
So confused.
Oh, well. We're going to confuse all kinds of people.
Yeah, it's episode 34, and this is under section C, under Cool Links.
I think it says 33 at the top.
Okay, I screwed up.
Okay. As Mike's fixing to screw up.
Actually, it is episode 33. I just have the show notes apparently under episode 34. Or, no, it is episode 34. Pardon me.
It is episode 34.
Okay, I screwed up for us all, so I'm sorry. Anyhow, Steve, get on with the next link, because it's yours.
No, okay. The 300 trailer, the PG version. You've got to click on this. It's great.
Okay.
This is a version of the movie 300 that you can take your kids to. It's very nice, very sweet. Instead of hitting each other with swords, they have cakes and pies and little... gumdrops.
Tonight, we dine in heck!
By the way, if you have not seen this movie yet, you need to go see it.
This is delicious!
It's fun for the whole family.
Warning, don't take your kids to this movie. It is very, very bloody, violent, and lots of nudity.
In other words, kids will try... and try the movie.
Yes.
They'll go see, you know, they'll pay their money to go see what Charlotte's Web or something and then sneak in there. Whatever's playing for kiddies.
Well, there's the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's what they're going to go pay for. And then they'll sneak in to go watch 300.
Yes. I'll check it out. That's good.
Still boycott the theaters.
Yeah.
Vista Oops!
Oops!
Showing off all Vista's mess ups.
Well, Microsoft hosting dozens of Wall Street
analysts. This video is from July Redmond, Washington, of last year.
Delivering the kinds of but messages it is you kind might of expect. Reminiscent business and funny. Is good, reiterating guidance, what Microsoft plans to do to take on Google. But then there was the live product demonstration gone awry.
Uh-oh.
Microsoft calls it voice recognition, but after today's major technical glitch, you and I might want to refer to it as voice recognition instead. Ooh.
He thought dear about mom, that line a long comma. Time.
It says, dear aunt.
Fix aunt.
Delete and that. It comes out, let set.
Delete that.
It won't delete it.
I think it's picking up a little bit of echo here. Delete.
It says so. Double the killer delete flat tall. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta check that one out. You have a laugh.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Our next link is a Ferrari Enzo crash. Now, this isn't the first Enzo to be destroyed, but it's the first one that actually got caught on video camera because Eddie Griffin was driving the thing.
Worth $1.5 million is a pile of junk tonight. An actor practicing for a charity race accidentally crashed it as the cameras were rolling. CBS 2's Greg Phillips is live in Irwindale with a video. Greg.
Paul, this Ferrari Enzo was worth $1.2 million a few hours ago. But take a look at it. This is what's left. The rare car was brought here for a movie premiere, but in a matter of seconds, it was total. A million-dollar mistake. As actor Eddie Griffin got comfortable behind the wheel of the rare Ferrari Enzo in a practice run...
You want one more practice?
That would prove to be a bad move, because one tight turn later... $1.2 million car was history when Griffin slammed it into the wall.
This hurts so bad being a car person and watching this car get destroyed.
The car's total. Griffin was checked out by paramedics at the scene and walked away from the high-speed crash and later joked about his bad driving skills.
Yeah, you know, undercover brother's good at karate and all the rest of that, but can't drive.
His brother can't drive.
Griffin and other stars, including
that is so
Jeremy
wrong.
Henry, Jackie Chan, and
oh, they should have known that before he got in there.
And then the laugh about it. I'm sure the owner of that car is like...
Argh. Owner was a producer on the movie that Griffin's in, so... Yeah.
Yep.
So next link was yours, Michael.
Yeah, this one here is... It's actually kind of scary, but... You know, the guy does it on purpose. I mean, you can see...
Yeah.
He catches his parachute on fire. It burns. And before he gets to the ground, he... opens up a new parachute.
His reserve chute, I guess is what it is. It's a cool clip, though.
Yeah, it is. It's really pretty cool.
It would have been cooler if he shot the second chute, though.
That would have been gutsy. To shoot the lollipop would have been gutsy. Our next link is a great article that was up on Dig that I thought would just be wonderful. Picking an HDTV for your home. And it kind of goes over... It really gives you a good supplement of, like... what to expect when you buy different types of televisions based on whether it's a projection TV, a plasma TV, an LCD TV, stuff like tuners and what you should expect as far as your local cable service. They sit there and talk about the monster cable ripoff, which I live and breathe by.
Yeah. As and, I've showed Mike, the instead of buying a fiber optic cable at the store. Why don't you buy one online?
Oh, well, hey, I'm the one who went up and bought them for, you know, $7 a piece and got a 12-foot cable. Yeah, $7, 12-foot optical cable, folks. You can find good deals. And they work perfectly.
Yeah.
We haven't had a single problem with any of them. So, but this is a really good article on talking about DLP and stuff, and it explains some of the problems with DLP. There's some really good advantages or some disadvantages, too, specifically with hooking up, like, a computer to it. So. But it's a really good article and worth a read if you're interested in getting HDTV anytime soon.
Yeah, it says...
The only thing they don't talk about is a projector, like what Michael has.
Yeah. Or what is the 125-inch screen we have?
Yeah.
That's what Steve's using right now. Mm-hmm. 125-inch...
I can count the pixels. It's such a...
Big Mac.
Yeah. Not the quarter pounder. This is the Big Mac. I love it. I want it at home.
Now, how about this QuickTime high-definition gallery?
This is pretty cool. If any of you are ever interested in, you know, looking at HD content and stuff and playing it on your computer and seeing how it looks, this is a really cool gallery that Apple has up there. Just full, chock full of HD content. And it's not just movie trailers. It's also other content.
All kinds of clips.
All kinds of clips. All kind of motion galleries and stuff like that. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And they have tons and tons of HD content up here.
Yeah, there's a Batman Begins HD trailer.
Yeah, there. In addition to all the HD trailers like they have up there, this one has like their best HD trailers and just some motion galleries and stuff. They've also got some full scenes from Animusic, which Mike just loves.
Yeah, I like Animusic too. Mm-hmm. And IMAX, definitely worth checking out.
Nice. So, highly recommend you check it out if you're interested. Of course, you have to have a machine capable of running QuickTime HD. Hopefully you do.
Widescreen monitor, definitely a must.
Widescreen monitor, generally a pretty powerful processor.
Yeah.
At least Athlon 64 or higher or Intel. You could possibly do it with an HP with a Pentium 4 hyper-threading, but dual core is definitely much better.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, we already did that. Thank God you are here.
I knew you'd say that, and I'm glad I came. Oh, well, you're not talking about me, are you?
You know him as George Costanza on Seinfeld. He's also starring in the upcoming feature film, The Grand.
And what Please network welcome. Is this?
This is NBC. It's going to premiere on April 9th. Basically, what the show's about is you get a big-name actor. They come out, they have no clue of the scene they're about to appear in, except for possibly based on the costume that they get shoved into, and it's completely and totally 100% ad-lib. And there's some of the stuff that, you know, the cast members know to ask for questions and stuff, or to cue scene moments, mm-hmm. but the actor has no clue and has to completely ad-lib his performance.
He has to make it up as it comes along.
That's and right. There's all sorts of different Thank God You Are Here clips up on YouTube showing off the show. It actually looks pretty funny, so...
And let me get to, let me move this video up here to where he's.
Oh yeah, he's playing like a starship captain.
Yes, yep. He's dressed. He looks like he should be out of Star Trek or something.
Thank God you're here. He's back, everyone.
Welcome, Captain. Welcome.
Jason Alexander.
Congratulations, Captain. Thanks. The first human to set foot on the planet Ovok.
That was the one right there.
He points at his foot.
But you should really go highly check this out. It's pretty good.
Well, it was interesting. It was not quite suitable for human consumption, but it did get me higher than a kite, so I'm happy to be back with you.
Captain, what if it's inhabitants? How did their language sound?
A little bit like this. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Aren't you the guy from Seinfeld? Aren't you?
As he said, ad-libbing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it might be a good, was it like a mid-season replacement show?
Yeah.
Looks pretty cool.
Yep, can't wait till it comes on. When does it start?
April 9th, I do believe.
April 9th. Not very far away.
So put it on your TiVos or whatever.
Ready did. Actually, Mike did it for me.
Yeah, it's kind of easy.
Well, anyways, I'm your host, Mike Wilhelm.
I'm his co-host, Mike Dunlap.
And I am, what was my title again?
HG, Head HG. Goober.
Head Goober.
See you soon.
Vista Oops. It's about as bad as that Enzo crash.
Dang near.
Wow.
It's a pretty good one.
Still like Steve Ballmer dancing across the stage like a monkey.
Developers, gosh. Developers, developers.
I don't want to hear that word anymore.
Developers.